no matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand, for your life is in His hands.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. My life is in your hands.
you're going through. His grace and mercy, do it for him. He loves you. I know he does.
Amen. Good music. I am blessed. And now, guys, it's that time that we welcome the man of God to give us the word of God. Welcome, Pastor
Hallelujah.
Francis.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank God this far for his goodness. I'm Pastor Francis Karuga, born again of the incorruptible seeds, which is the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I'm a pastor of Grace Covenant Church. And of course, I do minister from within Campbell County. We thank God too for you, dear listeners, of On Fire Agape Radio, and for always keeping it right here. God bless you so much. We give glory to God even for the wonderful team that works behind the scene to make sure that the information as we listen. And many more other programs are captured well and effectively. God bless you so much, wonderful team, wherever you are, not even to mention the leadership and also even the presidents of the same. In case you have missed any program, this link can guide you, and that is www.onfireagapeministry.org. God bless you so much. We look at the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 31 today, and the Bible says, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him out to us, how will he not along with him freely give us all things? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this passage is incredible because it brings indeed an incredible summary of the book of Romans in a glorious manner. Here, the love of God, which is infinite, is highlighted in a very big way. Because again, these questions are very sober. When you ask yourself as a Christian these questions, then you go back again to the entire chapter and see the love of God as has been portrayed, as we were looking at justification, as we're looking at sanctification, and now here we're looking at the glorification. Then you can be able to come up with a solid answer that due to the love of God, which led him to sacrifice his only son, Jesus, there's no way that he can abandon any of us. Why? Because once we have received his salvation, we have been entrusted with the Holy Spirit, who came in crying out, Abba Father, from within us. And therefore, he is the one from within this chapter that says that he witnesses in our spirit that we are sons of God, and if sons of God, then heirs, and if heirs, then heirs with Christ Jesus. It's incredible. It's incredible. Now, it is the same chapter that says that therefore there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus who walk according to the Spirit. There is so much said in this chapter. So that now the question comes to you that is born of God and that is aware of these things. What shall we say to these things? After we have known that we have been set free by the law of the Spirit from the law of sin and death. After we have known that there's no condemnation coming to us from God, having been born of God through Jesus Christ. After we have known that that indeed now we are sons of God, and the Holy Spirit is not ashamed. He witnesses with our spirit that we are sons of God. After we have known that as many as have being led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Wow. After we have known that we are heirs, co-heirs with Christ Jesus, what shall we say to these things? We can only say amen to God. We can only glorify him who has done all this for his own glory. Now, the Bible is saying, Jesus, God did not spare his son. He did not. He did not at all. He gave it out. He gave us life. That was the most difficult thing for anybody to do. But God did it. He gave out his son. His son did not just go like that. At some point, it was difficult. There at the cross, before he went to the cross, the night prior to that, he was at Gethsemane. And the people around him could see that indeed he was completely disturbed. He was sweating blood. He was crying to God, "Take away this cup from me." He could see, the God in Christ could see the agony, the shame of the cross ahead. And the man in him, the man in the same body was afraid of that shameful death. And therefore, he could openly therefore say that the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Wow. The spirit is willing to complete the course on the cross and die for and therefore give a sacrifice through the body to the whole world, to God for the whole world. But the body, the man, because God was in man, reconciling the world back to himself, the man was very weak, and therefore the body could exactly now shows that. So there were broken tissues, the adrenaline was triggered, the blood could easily come through pores, so there was sweat of blood. So even then, God did not just listen to his son, but he sent his angels to strengthen the son to withstand the shame of the cross for the purposes of saving you and I. God did not spare his only son. He gave him out for us. God gave us life, man. Therefore, is it a big thing for him to give us things? It is not. It is not anything big at all. The biggest thing was life, and he has already given us life. When you believe in Jesus, the moment you receive Jesus Christ in you, then you receive that life which is eternal. Jesus is the life that came from heaven. Whoever receives him, receives life. Amen. So therefore, once you have received life, then things can freely come one by one. Amen. That is what the passage is saying. My brothers, do not be afraid. Who can bring any charge against you? That is what the following verses are saying. Who can bring any charge against you? The answer is no. There's no one. Because the one who could bring charges against you was defeated on the cross. His head was knocked. Mm-hmm. He was deprived of his power and authority over death. So that when you believe in Jesus, then there's no any other power that can defeat you in any way. Who can condemn you? Jesus Christ has set you free. You have already been justified by God by believing in the gospel. Who can bring in a charge against you? Who can separate you from the love of Christ? No one. For you have received Jesus in you, and the Holy Spirit is in you, saying that you and Jesus are the same now in the Spirit. That's why it says you are co-heirs, my good Lord. Therefore, there's no separation forever. For you have been born and you carry the DNA of God, and that is the Holy Spirit. This is incredible. So tribulation, peril, nakedness, hunger, things that are present, things that are not present, visible and invisible, there is nothing, be it dominion, powers, and whatever, that can separate us from the love of God. Why? Because Jesus conquered, and now we carry the conqueror in us, so that now we are more than conquerors. Jesus fought the battle, we are just taking a walk over. Amen. Amen. This is incredible, my brothers and sisters. God bless you so much as you meditate on how God loves you with a love that is infinite. Be encouraged as you continue fixing your eyes on God, who has called you to become partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. May you experience this love from this time henceforth in the name of Jesus. Father, I worship you and I give you glory. I thank you so much for my dear listeners. And I commit them before you, God, that you may be glorified through each one of them, even as you follow your word in their life to fulfill it. in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you because, God, you have blessed someone. You have changed someone. You have revealed yourself to someone in the name of the Lord. May you also bless this channel. May continue to bless this ministry and let your glory continue even to shine upon each one of them to the glory and honor of your name. We love you. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear listener, and always keep it right here on On Fire Agape Ministry Radio to the glory and honor of God.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Francis Karoga, for that powerful word of God. May God bless you and may God favor you. We are blessed. And now, guys, we've come to the end of the show. But before we go, remember, next time, same place, same time. I'm your girl, Tracy Kongo, and this is On Fire Agape Radio. Goodbye.
Not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. 'Cause nothing can catch you by surprise. You've got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. Everything we need you to supply. 'Cause you've got this in control. Now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, but you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. There we are. Now we're back. more blessed than me.